Okay, we're on Lamed Aleph on the base of the top. Tanya Kavosi de Shmuel. Shmuel said that if you pick up a kli to check it out, get a free trial period, and something happens to it, even an onus, so you consider it a shoel, because the hanoah is for the person who is buying, not for the seller. So you're a shoel, you're getting kol hanoah shelcha. Okay. So we have a braisa that says a similar idea to Shmuel. Halokeach kelim min hatagor l'shagnor leishchamit. Person takes kelim. He's going to consider if he wants to buy it or not, based on the fact he wants to send it as a present to his father-in-law, and he wants to see if his father-in-law wants it or not. If he wants it, then he'll buy it. He'll pay for it. If not, he'll give it back. But omer lo imekavlin also mimeni ani nosin lechadimeyim. If they'll accept it, I'll pay you for it. And if not, I'll pay you for the benefit that you gave me to have this test, but I'll return the kelim eventually. If they don't want it, they send it back to me. My father-in-law says, don't send me your presents, I'm not interested in them or whatever. I'll give you back the kelim and I'll pay you rent for the time that I had them. Basically, that's the idea. Nensu, and an onus happened. So Bahalicha Chayiv. So if the onus happened when it was on its way, so he was in the middle of this test, then he's Chayiv. He's Chayiv. He didn't have a shoel. Bechazara Potter. But if it's after he already decided that he's not going to take it, so then he's not a shoel anymore, and then he's Potter on onsin. Mipneishu can also sachar, because at that point he's not a shoel anymore. That's a poshut pshat over here. But now he's like a nosei socher, and a nosei socher, a shomer socher is potter from onus. Hahu safsira de shokel chamer lizvune. In another case, there was an agent who took wine to sell. He was like he bought from the producer, and he was like now the middleman, okay, the wholesaler. So he bought the wine to sell. Velo isbin. And he couldn't sell it. Bahadi the harder isnis chamra. And on his way back to return the wine, he took the wine on consignment. Couldn't sell it, and he was going to return it now. And on the way back, an onus happened. So chivei Rav Nachman the shlume. So Rav Nachman said he's chayev to pay. He's like a shoel. Eishvei Ravel Rav Nachman nensu bahalicha chay bechazara potter. L'mais we said in the previous case that the only time he's considered like a shoel is when he is actively involved in possibly buying it. But now he's already returning it. So returning it, he's not a shoel anymore. And therefore, Shri Patra announcing, Amar Lei Chazora de Safsira Holochahi, Ramaisa, even the return of a agent, a middleman, is like taking it. Dilu Mashkat Lizvuni, Afilu Abova de Base, Milo Mozadle. He's still interested in selling it. He'll sell it when he gets back to his house. He'll sell it until the last minute he has it. He's still considered like a shoel. Rashi. Nen subahalicha chayiv, right? Mipnei shehu kinose socher. Again, this Rashi is consistent throughout, but it's consistently not what it should say. He's like a shoel. Bahi anod isle sheminichal olichal lebeis chamid, because he's benefiting. The whole benefit is his, that he's giving him the right to send it to his father-in-law as a free trial period before he decides if he wants to buy it or not. Gomer umakni nafshi. Therefore, he's a din of a shoel in shchayv anonsin. Bechazora potter, the lesley hanoah shalom iskablo. But on the way back, he's not a shoel anymore. He doesn't have any hanoah from this. He just wants to return it. Safsira mishlokeach behema amanas lemochra la'alter. Here he's talking about wine, but somebody who buys, who's a middleman. He buys on consignment in order to sell something, and if he can't sell it, he'll give it back. Bechazora potter, v'chedami ki isnes, bechazora isnes lifter. If the onus happened on the way back, he's potter. Milo masbin leo, v'chazira nami kenosi socher havi. Here also, should say he's like a shoel, unless you learn throughout the Gemara, it doesn't really mean an onus, but something that a shomer socher would be chayiv for, but a shomer chi. It's not pshia, but it's like Gneva, they that happened to it or whatever. either one, either can't be an onus or it can't be a shomer sachar. Okay, in any case, so therefore, since he's ready to sell it at any moment, even at the last second, before he returns it, he's what's it called, he's considered a shoel throughout. Mashen came where the father-in-law rejected it, so he's no longer interested in it. There, on the way back, he's considered not a shoel anymore. Konim sha'ani nehene la'arelim. Person made a neder, he's not going to have any hanoah from arelim. Mutter barali Yisrael. It's mutter for him to have hanoah from Jews who don't have a bris milah. Va'asr b'mulei of the chachavim. But he's not allowed to have hanoah even from goyim who have a bris milah, who are circumcised. The Gemara is going to discuss why. Sha'ani nehene lemulim. If he made a neder, he's not going to have any hanoah from circumcised people. So asr barali Yisrael. He's asr even with Arale Yisrael, because they're considered mehulim, even though they don't have a bris. And we'll see in a second what kind of people don't have a bris. Umoter b'muli of the chavin, but he's not usher to even goyim who are circumcised, because they're not considered mehulim. She'ein ha'orla kruya el l'shem otik ochavin, because orla is a kinui for a goy. A goy is an orel, even if he's circumcised, still an orel. She'ne'amar kichol ha'goyim arelin. The whole base Israel are really late. Goyim are considered Arelim, whether they're, and there's for sure Goyim who are circumcised. And still they're considered Arelim, all of them. The Omer, another pasuk, in case you'll think it's talking about only Goyim who aren't circumcised. V'hoya ha-plishti ha-oral hazeh. The Omer, pentisomachna benos plishtim pentalosna benos ha-arelim. So in all these cases you see that it's a blanket description of Goyim that they're Arelim, whether they have a bris or not, whether they are circumcised or not. Because their bris is not a bris. That's not called mila. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer mu'usahi ha'orla. Shinizganu barishoy. Right? The orla is something disgusting, and it's a title of shame to rishoyim. Shinemar kichol agoyim arelim. Rabbi Shmuel omer gedola mila. Shinichrusu aleh shloshesei brisos. Not only is the orla mu'usa, but the mila is gedola, and the basic idea is there's two ideas in bris. One is taking away the orla, and the other is creating the osa bris. So the taking away the orla is meusa haorla, and the creating of the osa bris. And they say that the krisas haorla, that takes away the negative, that takes away the orla, and the priya, which uncovers the aver in a way that it's not an oral anymore, that's the osabris, that's the positive side. So gedola mila shenichrusu aleh shloshesrei brisos. 13 times it mentions bris by mila. Rabbi Yossi omer gedola mila shedoches haShabbos. Mila is great, it pushes away Shabbos, it takes precedence over Shabbos. Your mal on Shabbos chamura, Shabbos hachamura. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha omer gedola mila shalom nitra lo lemoshe tzadik olecho mole shah. Even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given deference even for a small amount of time if he was poshea in the mila. Right, the Gemara is going to discuss what the case was. Rabbi Nechemya omer gedola mila shedoches hanegoyim. Person has a nega which you're not allowed to cut off, but if it's in the place of the mila, you make the mila and you cut off the nega. Rabbi Omer gedola mila shekol ha-mitzvah she'asa Avram Avinu lo nikra sholem ad shemol. All the mitzvahs Avram Avinu did, he wasn't called the sholem till he had bris. Shenemar hisalech lefonai ve'esomim. That was right before the mitzvah of the bris mila. Dover acher gedola mila shel mole hilo bora kodesh baruch hu salomo. The whole world was created for the sake of bris mila, meaning the world was created to be perfected. And the whole idea of bris mila is that the person should be perfected, and it was created for the sake of Jews. Bishvil Yisrael shenikroim reishis. So the purpose of the world is that the Jews should perfect themselves, and that's the mitzvah bris mila. Shenemar, ko amar Hashem im labrisi yom avalayla chuko shamayim v'aretz lo samti. Right, they ask on this, the Chora, they said it's a bris haTorah, that yom avalayla. And it can't mean bris mila, because bris mila is only by yom, not balayla. But brisi yom v'layla, so there's a lot of Torah over here on connection between bris haTorah and bris mila. But others say what it means is brisi yom v'layla is enochanami. The ma'isa habris can only be during the day, But like it says by David HaMelech, that he realized when he was in the bathhouse, he had no mitzvahs, and he saw the bris milah, the os habris is day and night. So that's brisi yom v'layla is day and night. But the maisa hamila is only during the day. Okay, Rashi. Even a circumcised goy is called an oral. Oral Yisrael, bichlal me'ulim heim. Rashi says, it's talking about somebody who's not a mummer, not to have a bris. It says his brother's died because of mila, and he's not allowed to have a mila. So even though he's not circumcised, he's considered a mol. Masha from Rashi, that if the person maliciously, wantonly, didn't have a bris, so he's not called a mohel. He's considered an oral because he's boate in the bris. And there's a Mishnah Melech that says a taka like that. The question is the other way around. If somebody, what's it called, is boate in the bris, so he's called an oral. Is he also, he's not called a mohel, right? Areli Yisrael, he's bichlal mulim hein. But he's not a mohel because he's boate in the bris. But is he an oral, right? Is he considered an Orel or not? That's a machlokus.
Okay.
What?
Such a person, can he come in Pesach?
No, can't.
He is
a din of an Orel, but he's not called it in the Lashon of Bnei Adam. He's not called an Orel, right? That's like Nidorim. But he is an Orel, yeah.
He is an Orel.
Yeah. He's an honest, but he's an Orel.
Yeah.
He has a din of Orel, right? Shehi doche Shabbos chamura, dechsiv v'yom hashmini yimo afilu b'Shabbos. Shechol zechu Yosef shomoshe lo amdelo, b'shoshen israshel min hamila, shenemer v'hi baderech b'malon, v'yikifshehu Hashem v'yivakesh hamiso. See the Gemara who the Malach wanted to kill, but from the Mishnah, his master, the Malach wanted to kill Moshe because he delayed in maling his son. Shedoche sanegoyim, dechsiv v'yom hashmini yimo, afopi sheyesham beheres. Normally the halacha is that you can't cut away simonei tzoras, but if it's the makom hamila and the only way to do the mila is to cut away the tzoras, you cut away the tzoras. This is a prelude to bris mila. Okay, Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Shua ben Korcha Omer Gedola Mila Shekol Zechuyo Sheosa Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Amdu Lo Shenisrashu Min Amila Shenemar Vayivkisheyu Hashem Vayivakish Hamiso Omar Rebbe Chas V'Sholom Shemoshe Rabbeinu Nisrashu Min Amila Chas V'Sholom Moshe Rabbeinu was stam posheya when it came to the Mila Elakach Omar. This is what's his cheshbon Emol V'Eitzei, right? If our mom, he had just had his second son, right? So Eliezer, and this is when the Rabban Shem told them to go to Mitzrayim and to start the process of Geula. So he said, if I mal my son now, it's Sakon, I can't go. Shenamra vahi bayom ashlishi biyosem koavim, the first 3 days after the Mila is Sakona, right? And not that the third day is the Sakona, but all the 3 days from the Mila on are Sakona. It just gets worse and worse because the people are weak. That's why Shimon and Levi killed Shechem on the third day, not because that day was the worst pain, that there was Sakon the first two, but they were, by 3 days they already were weakened from 2 days of after the bris, so they were the most vulnerable on the third day. But all 3 days, the first 3 days, Sakon. So to start traveling during the time right after the bris, Sakon for the child. So I'm not gonna be able to travel. I'm putting my son into danger. Emol ve'eshe shloshi yomim. So maybe I'll give him a bris and wait 3 days. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Amar Li Leishu Mitzrayim. The Rebbe Shem said to go. I have to go right away. He didn't tell me to wait. So I have a problem. If I mal him, I'm gonna have to wait or go and put the kid into danger. Either one is not possible. So therefore he was in honest. So therefore he didn't mal him. So what, Moshe? So why did the Malach want to kill him? Right? So Mara says, because, Mipneshin is Sasik b'malon t'chilo, Shenemer v'hi b'derech b'malon, because he started getting involved with the arrangements of the inn that he was staying at, and there already he could have left the kid, made the meal immediately, left the kid in the hotel, together with his mother, and go to Mitzrayim. Right, he didn't have to take the kid from there. There was close by, and he'd be able to get him afterwards. So therefore, and in fact, he didn't take his family into Mitzrayim. because he started bringing more people to Mitzrayim, so he could have left them in the hotel until things developed. So therefore, because he took he delayed by getting involved in the hotel arrangements, that's why he was in danger. Rashi. Mitnation asasik b'molon tchila, v'acharkak b'mila. First, he took care of the getting checked in by the desk, and then he, what's it called, took care of the bris. For hayalol asasik b'mila tchila, he should have immediately gotten involved in the bris and not in the hotel arrangements. For also molon somach Mitzrayim, that molon was close to Mitzrayim, to lo haya sakana, right? It wasn't be a sakana to take him from there into Mitzrayim or to leave him in the hotel. Right, the also atinik lohaya b'osu shoa ele ben shmon leyomim. The kid was only 8 days old. Obviously, what's it called? That's when the bris was chal on him. Okay.
If you had a bris at night,
it's a machlokas. You can't do it over again. So shail if you need hatofes on bris. But it's a machlokas.
From the time he left Midian until he got to Mitzrayim, it took just 1 day.
It chose to be Sama was that one day. And here it was really close by. If he would have traveled, a day's traveling after the bris would have been danger. But now he was by the Malon, right? And that was right near Mitzrayim. That was...
It says to go from Mitzrayim to
Midian.
To Har Sinai, it takes 3 days. And in the way he met Aaron in Har Sinai.
After that.
In the way from Midian to Mitzrayim,
right.
He met Aaron.
Right.
So then it takes 3 days to get to Mitzrayim. And if he left in the eighth day, how can he come to Mitzrayim also in the eighth day?
When Ben Israel left Mitzrayim to them.
Yeah. He couldn't have met Aaron. Aaron on the way with the kid who hasn't yet had a bris. I don't know, I'll take a look and see. Here.